Blog Talk Radio.
And good Wednesday morning. Jeff Ward's back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. It is Wednesday, so of course, my favorite day of the week, because my favorite guest of the week, let's not pull any punches, bring him right in right now. Jonathan Deutsch, WIBW, joining me here today. Jonathan, thanks again for coming on. And a big week, man. This week changed a lot of things in sports. A week ago, we were talking about a Royals team, Should they sell? Who should they sell? Now we're talking about a Royals team, two All-Stars, potentially three, a home run candidate, a home run derby participant, for the first time since 1991. And let's say this very quietly, a game and a half out of first place.
Yeah, but I mean, That is all true, and it's amazing what's changed in the last 2 weeks or whatever, attitude-wise, for this team and the fans and everything else. But, I mean, when you think about it, a week ago, this team was at 500. Right now, they're two games above 500. Is that really any different? I know they've made up ground in the division in the last month and a half, and it's been really impressive, especially the fact that they've done it without Danny Duffy. But I was never on the, hey, sell everybody right now train. The Central is not a strong division. You knew that something was going to happen. I've never been part of this group that overreacts one way or the other 45 games into a 162-game season, you know? But nevertheless, yes, you are right. The attitude among what seems, Royals fans and this team is that they're back, and this is a group that's going to be buying somebody, maybe, or finding a way to add another piece at the deadline now.
And see, that's the difference between my job and yours. I get paid to overreact. People listen to me overreact. We were talking about this before we went on. That is my shtick. That is what I do. So, but yeah, you're right. Only a few games in, we're at the halfway point though, and we're just right there. But let's do talk about the two All-Stars that were announced last week. Salvador Perez, duh. I mean, that seemed like just give him the hardware right now before the season even started, and a pleasant surprise, and maybe. I will put the caveat maybe there. Maybe an All-Star starter in Jason Vargas.
If I had a vote that mattered, Jason Vargas would be the American League starter in this game. He's going up against Clayton Kershaw for the leader in wins in all of Major League Baseball. He's got the best ERA in the American League. Tell me how, other than depending on how the rotation falls, give me a reason why he should not be your American League starter. Now, granted, if he pitches Sunday and the game is Tuesday, fine. I get that. I'm not that naive to think, hey, just for the All-Star game, go out there and throw, right? But he has certainly earned the starting role. I hope they give it to him. Salvi, yeah, like you said, automatic. Pretty impressive company to start four All-Star games in a row, the last AL catcher to do it. Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, my hero growing up.
Wait, I thought Rusty Greer was your hero.
Oh, I did love Rusty Greer too. You're right. But as a kid, so the thing that always impressed me with Pudge was how quickly he would throw the ball down to second and his mask would come flying off and whatever. During the summer when we'd play catch with a tennis ball in the pool, I had the big swim goggles when you're 6, 7, 8 years old, and I would jump out of the water and I would knock the goggles off and then throw the ball back to my dad and pretend I was Pudge. So,
nice.
Yes, Rusty Greer, but also Hall of Fame catcher Pudge Rodriguez.
Pudge Rodriguez.
I didn't have that exciting of a childhood, I guess. I don't know. I'm pretending to be Pudge in a swimming pool.
Hey, Pudge was the man, and Pudge is a Hall of Famer, so can't knock that. All right, we got to get to one other thing. Well, we will get to yesterday's game, but one other thing, as we alluded to earlier, the first time in quite some time, the Royals have a home run derby candidate. And kind of leads me into yesterday's game. But, man, Mike Moustakas is killing the ball right now. Absolutely killing the ball. First time since Danny the Bull Tardevil that a player, a Royals player, will be in the Hall of Fame, in the home run derby. Maybe putting the cart before the horse there. In the home run derby. How cool is it to see Mike Moustakas up there? I mean, he is now among the big names.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I still do not understand why pitchers are throwing him anything near the plate. The dude is on fire. Everything he touches is leaving the yard right now. And you got to be like, what are you guys doing, man? Like, aren't you seeing this? We're all seeing this. We know that if it's anywhere close, he's going to crush it. He's going to absolutely crush it. And, you know, I think it's really cool that he gets to do the home run derby. I was actually looking this up the other day on everybody's all worried that if he does the home run derby, he's not going to be as successful in the second half and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, luckily 538 has some pretty good math brains over there, and they don't rely on me or you to do it. And they prove that the home run derby myth is just that. It's a myth that, yeah, certain numbers go down, but statistically these guys still perform. It's hard to maintain this kind of production for an entire year. They'll still be productive. It's just hard to maintain for this kind of year. So could Moose hit 50 homers after another 25 or whatever it is after the home run derby? He could. It's not likely. He could, though. He very well could end up with 50 or 52 homers, but that's looking too far ahead. The point is we get to watch him in the home run derby, and it's going to be awesome to answer your question in a very long-winded way.
And here on the show, we have an award. We this isn't given out a lot, but recently, and it's going out today again, to all the people that say that Moose's swing is going to be screwed up, give excuses that he shouldn't do this. Oh, his trade value is going to go up or go down. Oh, it's going to screw up his swing. Here's what I have to say about
you
that.
You are an idiot. Ha, 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 ha. You are an idiot. Ha, 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 ha.
You are a meathead.
You're a meathead. It's not going to screw it up. And I don't care. Because it's going to be awesome. We got past Robinson Cano. It doesn't matter anymore. It is now Moose's time. And I mean, let's be honest. This thing is Aaron Judge's to win. That, you know, it's right there for him. But, man.
Oh, certainly.
Without a doubt. I think it's more of a case of the Aaron Judge show and everybody else. But, man, everybody else, that's still a pretty stacked field. All right, let's talk about yesterday's game, which means the return and the start of one.
Duffman.
Thanks, Soundboard guys. Thank you so much, Tech Room guys. Wow. Danny Duffy yesterday, 5 2/3 innings, allowed 5 hits. 2 earned runs, struck out 4. It was good to see Duff back.
Yeah, it's great to see him back on the mound. I mean, he's ahead of schedule. I mean,
way
they said initially, 6 weeks, which would have put him right at the All-Star break, and we get him a week, you know, we get to see him a week before that. 86 pitches, you know, that's bumping it up by 20 from his last rehab start, and the start before that was 45. So in 2 weeks, he went from only being able, you know, safely and whatever to throw about 45, 50 pitches to now throwing 85 to 90 pitches, which means in that next start, he's probably got a full leash to go 100 or 105 or whatever it takes, you know, which is great. And the fact that this team has gone on just an incredible run, probably something like, what is it, like 21 and 13 or so? I haven't counted in a while, but it was 20 and 12 a few days ago without Duffy, or since he went down, and they've won a couple. So the fact that they've done that without the guy that they thought would be their ace, this is just bonus now to get him back a week early. And he was true to form last night. If he stays like that, once again, this team will be dangerous all year long.
And a lot of things went right for them. That offense, once again, Moose hitting another home run, just crushed a ball. I don't know. I think that one might have landed in Tacoma. 4-0-1. He just absolutely blasted that ball and made it look easy. Made it look absolutely easy. Looked like a BP fastball. Just crushed it. And it was absolutely tremendous. All right. Got a couple of quick things here. We spent quite a while talking about the Royals. So a couple of quick things before we let you go, Jonathan. We are headed toward the end of this show, always flies by, man. Always flies by. Love flying solo, but man, this one is always a lot of fun. All right. Before, again, we have a little bit of something, and I posted this on the Facebook page a little bit ago. I want you to check it out, facebook.com/15forfans. But I will ask you in just a second. First of all, though, I want to talk about this Pacquiao Horn fight. Did you care? And did you care how it ended?
So
this to me was the McGregor Mayweather on a lower rung, really. It just, the ending was the only thing that I think made it newsworthy.
Which could be the problem, that maybe, you know, you can hear there, it's the conspiracy theory that maybe it was fixed to end up this way because of that, you know, because it was a Pacquiao fight that didn't even go to HBO or Showtime or whoever. And, I used to be a huge Pacquiao fan, and that's not to say I'm not now, but now it's not stop down must watch fighting anymore. And, you know, this is one of the reasons. There are many, but this is one of the reasons that I believe UFC has passed boxing in terms of popularity, is people don't understand the scorecard or, you know, some fishy things happen. Was it nice to see him back in the ring? Yeah. Did I think he won? Yeah. Does it set up for a rematch? Yeah. And that's probably what they wanted, because they get their money and that's it.
And
I agree. Cynical way to look at it.
It provided a lot of controversy, and controversy created cash. But I don't know, man. That the end of that just seemed a little bit, a little fishy to me, definitely. All right, we are just about ready to sign off. But first of all, and I missed this at the beginning of the show, happy Independence Day, a little late. Want to ask you, though, and I posted this on the Facebook page a couple hours ago, and I want your input on it. Give me your ultimate 4th of July meal and two celebrities, two athletes, two actors, whatever it may be, that you would share it with on a 4th of July. Is it a barbecue?
My ultimate 4th of July meal is 72 hot dogs, and I will be eating that with Joey Chestnut and George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating, the guy who does the introductions.
72 hot dogs.
You know, I'd pay to see that.
Are you writing it down?
I would pay to see that. We need to set that up sometime.
Oh God, there's no way I could do that in 10 minutes, let alone 10 days.
We need to set up an eating contest. Now that would screw me all up, man. I don't know.
Oh, no, it'd be awful.
There is no one, and I'm just going to say it. There is no one. There may never, ever be someone that dominates their sport like Joe Chestnut does.
No, he's an American hero, number one. let's make sure that's full well and known. You know, issues with Kobayashi, like, yeah, he was the original, but, hey, man, Joey Chestnut came in, and he's killing it. I would love a mustard yellow belt, but I also would love to not just absolutely ruin my entire life by eating 72 hot dogs in a day. Because you won't see me for a month because I will be so sick.
And, you know, it surprised me watching this the other day how many other competitive eating competitions there are. Hot wings.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Bananas?
You
want bananas.
Dude, if you want to be disgusted or you want to ruin somebody's day, you bring up the fact that there is a mayonnaise eating contest.
Oh.
And it is measured, so they measure it by how many 32-ounce bowls you eat.
Oh.
So if that doesn't ruin your day, I don't know what will. But isn't that exciting? Maybe you should get someone to compete in that.
Oh, no. No mayonnaise for me. No, no. Goodness, no. Although I've always wanted to go out.
Go look
public.
Up their website.
I don't want to. That makes
my
stomach churn just thinking about it.
They got records for everything, but that's the one that always gets people. Just like you're eating mayonnaise with, like, I don't even know if they use a spoon, if they just use their hand.
Melt it down, drink it down, you'll be all right. I've always wanted to do that. Fill up, like, an old mayonnaise jar with ice cream or something and go out and pop with a spoon and just, like, eating mayonnaise. I've just always wanted to do that just to see what kind of reaction it would get.
Oh, people are going to hate you if you do that.
People already hate me, Jonathan.
That's
the joy of doing this show. People already hate me.
Just do it on like a city bus or a train or an airplane. Oh, do it at the airport.
TSA would be all over my ass. I would never be able to fly again. I would be that guy. My face would be all over airports, all over banks, everywhere. Do not serve. Do not speak to this gentleman. He will be in a padded room.
All right. Real quick before we let you go, All-Star Jason Vargas going to the mound tonight. This one, I thought yesterday, and I can say this because it's my own show, I thought yesterday was going to be pitching porn. I think tonight is going to be pitching porn. Jason Vargas going to the mound tonight against Seattle. I would have loved to see Vargas v. King Felix, but Vargas v. Ariel Miranda might be even better. This kid knows what he is doing. 7-4 this year, 12-6 overall, has an ERA right now of 3.82. This is going to be a hell of a match tonight for the Royals.
Yeah, it should be. And I don't know. I'm excited. Anytime Vargas goes to the mound, now it has become much-watched TV, right? So, I mean, the guy has been just so great this year. Yeah, you got to stop down and watch it, even if it's at 9:15 at night or whatever. But I agree with you. I think it's an exciting matchup, and I'm looking forward to it tonight. That's pretty much all I have on my calendar, is watching that.
Vargas, so. 12-3 with a 2.22 ERA. This will be his last start of the first half. He takes on Miranda tonight, Ariel Miranda, for the Seattle Mariners. Again, a 9-10 start. Wasn't able to get that in last week. Jonathan and I faced some severe criticism. Next week here on the show, and it's going to depend, where Jonathan and I were speaking about this before the show. We may or may not have something to tell you next week. Something pretty cool we figured out about what's going on this show as it pertains to the Royals. Going to let it simmer one more week and then
let it marinate.
Let it marinate just a little bit and see if we have completely ruined it for everyone or they may not ever win again. Who knows? But something kind of cool we'll bring up next week. As for today, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me once again here this week. Hopefully we have a lot more to talk about. We'll be right in the heart of the MLB All-Star break next week. I'll have a little bit more to talk about then. Once again, thank you for joining me this week. Have a great week. We will see you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Take care.
That was WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch joining me here today on 15 Minutes of Fan. Once again, thank you so much to Jonathan. He always is a blast to have on. Always a lot of exciting and interesting and sometimes just really strange things, like eating mayonnaise on a bus. It always seems to veer off course with Jonathan somehow, some way. It always seems to veer off course. But again, thank you to him. Thank you to you for tuning in today. Always a blast. I will be back tomorrow. We will talk Vargas v. Mariners going on tonight. Again, that a 9 o'clock start, so a late, late start. We will have a full breakdown of that on tomorrow's show. Looking forward to that, and then we will take a look at what we have going on over the weekend and into the All-Star break. We'll break down a little bit more of that home run derby. Moose making it, getting the call to the home run derby. Remember, you can still vote for him in that final vote right now. I think he is absolutely soaring in that final vote. Royals fans, you can vote, by golly. You know how to vote. So shout out to you. I will be back tomorrow morning. We will take a look at everything going on in the world of sports. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Again, thank you to WIBW Jonathan Deutsch for joining me here, as he does every Wednesday here on 15 Minutes of Fan. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.